Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Someone jump on that.
Does the gush. Does the gush. Does the gush.
Oh, that's really good.
Does the gush.
Turns the gush.
Does the gush.
Love to feel the motion.
Does the gush.
Does
the gush.
Get it in your ocean.
Does the gush.
Funky rhythm. You know I like to dance when I go out for the night. I like to go to clubs and feel my rhythm with the rat-tat-tat-tat-tat on the drums.
Hello, everybody, and welcome.
That's our new song.
That's it.
To the besties.
That song sampled Celine Dion, all rights reserved, fair use parody,
TM,
1 minute use.
My name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
My name is Griffin McElroy, and I believe I know the best game of the week.
My name is Christopher Plant, and I showed up with a game this week.
Okay.
My name is Ross Frushick, and I know the best game of the week.
Our sound guy just fell down dead.
He killed
Sorry,
me.
Buddy.
He fell dead to the
killed
floor.
Him. You know his name.
Justin.
You're a monster.
Justin.
As soon as somebody goes in a booth, they're completely inhuman.
They become a
half robot, half human cyborg.
Can you tell us
tomorrow
what we're here to do?
This is the Besties, where every week the four of us, you sometimes me, sometimes not me, the four of us gather together to compare the new games of the week. We make them fight each other in sort of a battle royale. Mortal Kombat, if you will. Once a winner is chosen, we pit that winner against our reigning champion. Now, I've not been here last week. I was not here. Who is our...
You missed a real crummy week.
Oh, boy.
It was a bunch of stinkers.
Yeah. Hey, Shellraiser was a good game.
Yeah.
But Shellraiser...
It was called
see,
that?
Did you hear about Shellraiser?
I saw.
Shellraiser has been getting a lot of attention.
That's true.
A lot of positive reviews. I was... flipping through it, I was like, maybe I should download this game.
Yeah.
So I boot up my iTunes app store.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading some reviews from Destructoid. And then who do I find but...
Our good friend, Texarkana Tumbleweed,
yeah,
quoted...
very real person.
...by the
app store.
What
probably
was the exact quote?
His worst.
The quote was, better than a frog doing something on another frog.
Yeah. It was Russ's worst character yet.
Now, I do not understand Russ.
Sorry, Russ's worst friend that
yeah,
exists.
He's friendly.
But we didn't... We were going to retire Spelunky at the beginning of the episode, but then at the end of the episode, we decided it was just irresponsible. So it's still Spelunky standing strong.
All right.
Yeah.
Russ, now this week you will serve as our commissioner. Maybe you can tell us who'll be pitching.
Did you play nothing this week that you could?
I pretty much played nothing this week. I just played more Spelunky, but I know you guys don't want to hear about that.
I cannot.
You guys are sick and tired of Spelunky. So, well, I'll be honest. I don't know that I am really qualified to judge per se. I don't think I'm the person. You know, I happen to know someone. More
you
qualified.
You are bringing a character, a friend.
You can't do a character if there's...
Oh, no!
Please, don't be racist!
He's coming in to spill fish.
Hello, besties.
Oh, no!
It is I, your favorite indie developer, Jean-Baptiste.
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 You made the trip.
It has been many, many days since I have seen you.
The illusion doesn't play when we see you put on the prosthetics.
No, and it falls off of your face. No, guys, I think we can agree.
I think we can all agree that Jean-Baptiste is not
Let's really submerge ourselves. Let's keep the improv going. Hey, where did Russ go? It's like he vanished and then...
The only hint that it's Russ is that he doesn't know how to put on a scarf.
Is Starbucks 64 3D scarf?
Hello.
Oh, God.
I flew in from France for you to be here for the
Does that explain Sebastian's. Why your mustache is so frazzled right now?
Yes, in customs they were very...
you had to check your mustache.
They checked
Their
it,
hands
me. Yes, they thought I had a sandwich in my mouth.
Well, your mustache has to clock in under 2 ounces, or else you have to check
Yes, it was over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
but I thought maybe I could pick the best, because I make the best games, so I know the best.
Yeah.
Monsieur Baptiste, are you working on anything right now?
Oh, yes, I am working on many games. Many, many games.
Any specifically that you could tell
Well, us let me see.
He said with terror in his voice.
Yes, there is one where there are pieces that fall from the sky.
This is,
okay.
And you make lines from them.
Oh, so
can you elaborate a little bit more on the mechanics? Because once it fills up, is the like once
you, are
you
dead.
Can't put any more bricks
you
in.
Die when you
well the, how does it not fill up
like
instantly?
Yeah,
because it is time that falls. Time is constant. You never know when time will
So the
catch
game goes, you put the bricks down,
yes.
They fill up, and then the game stops.
Yes.
Is there no way to get rid of lines?
No. This is what life is. Life is like the bricks that fall, but you cannot deal with them.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a piece missing.
Yeah.
In this game.
You're still workshopping it, I assume? Or?
No, it is out.
Okay, what is it called so people can find it?
Tetris.
Oh, that's Patrice.
Okay.
It is named after my friend Tetris. Tetris, French.
His last name is French?
Yes.
He's a famous mustard manufacturer.
Honey.
Monsieur Baptiste, could you tell us who's going to be pitching for us this week?
Yes, I think Griffon. Should pitch first.
All right.
Your mustache is getting worse. It probably.
No. The heat from the studio lights.
It's shedding.
My game this week is an iOS game called 10 Million, which is one followed by a lot of zeros, not spelled out. It's very difficult to search for unless you're good at numbers.
Good job, indie developers. You haven't done it again.
It's an appropriate title because I haven't even come close, but you beat the game by getting 10 million points. And it plays out sort of... People have drawn comparisons between like Puzzle Quest and Dungeon Raid because it's a puzzle action RPG sort of. So the basic premise is you're running down a tunnel, and that's represented on the screen on the top part, and the bottom part is all gems that you have to match up. I can't take you seriously. I can't. I'm going to pitch to Chris Plant now.
A serious developer in the indie games community.
So you match gems to solve, to negotiate issues that happen in the tunnel. Like if you run into a monster, you can match sword icons to do physical attacks or staff icons to do magical attacks. And there are chests that you have to match keys and doors that you have to match keys. And so that part is relatively straightforward. You lose the game when you get pushed off the back of the screen. It's constantly pushing you backwards.
See?
As
yes.
Time moves.
Time. This is
time.
What I'm
it's
saying.
Relentless.
This is never stops.
But if an enemy attacks you, you get pushed back even further. So you're just trying to stay on the screen for as long as you possibly can. So that's the game, but there are a ton of unlocks and upgrade mechanics that you can do when you're at your home base between levels. And you can build up your home base. You can upgrade certain sections like a blacksmith that lets you increase your melee attack. And you can gather resources while you're matching tiles to upgrade those places and earn experience and gold to buy new weapons and staves. Staves? Staffs?
Staffies.
Stavrosses. And so it's really addicting. There's different ranks that you can move up through. There's challenges that you can move through, which unlock the new ranks. And every rank that you earn earns you a new score multiplier, so it's sort of Angry Birds-esque. in that way. And the whole point of the game is to get 10 million points. I think I put a few hours into it, and I think I've gotten up to like 580,000. I'm not even close.
Is
to
it resets every time you play?
It resets every time you die.
No, but it doesn't.
No, it does.
The score doesn't reset. You're just building onto the on the score.
Right? No, you're not.
No. Your ability doesn't reset then.
No, your ability doesn't reset. Right? No. Your ability doesn't reset. Your like the things that you the resources you earn and the experience and gold. You bring all that back home when you die.
Now this game doesn't sound difficult to me. It sounds like a grind. Like
here's what's difficult. And it's a subtle thing, but it really does make a huge difference. Is it's not like Dungeon Raid in that you have to like draw lines through the things, and it's not like Bejeweled or Puzzle Quest where you slide things to make matches. Every row and column moves as one unit, sort of like a Rubik's Cube, and you have to move it to make matches. And you can't move it to not make a match, to like set up really sweet combos, sort of like in Tetris Attack, I guess, or Tetris Attack. You have to move things to make combos. So there are certain... You'll notice patterns, and you get good at that when you play a lot of Puzzle Quest or Bejeweled, of like noticing patterns and then capitalizing on those. The things you know about those types of games don't apply here. Did you get him?
Got him.
Bug in the studio. Yeah, Justin executed
him. I didn't get him. Don't
bug. Oh, no, he's still right here. So, like, if you have two pieces next to each other and then a piece you don't want and then another one,
yeah,
all in the same row, you can't do anything with it because you can't move it up. It's all one.
Here's why it doesn't sound a game. Like,
okay.
Like a game to me. Let's name this game How to Build a House, okay?
All right.
Just house. Not the Dr. MD, just a house, right?
Sure, I don't think we were...
The ultimate goal, you win if you build a house.
Yeah.
The first time you play it, all you get is a nail. And then you just kind of bash that nail at some dirt for a while, and it's like, good job. You've now gained the power of hammer.
Yeah.
And then you bash that hammer for a while, and it just gives you new tools. You're not getting better. You're just bashing things.
You are
and
getting...
And then at a certain point, you get the house-making machine,
mm-hmm.
and then you make the house, and it's like, great job. With the house-making machine, you have accomplished the goal of making
a
house.
I disagree. You do get better. You do, because, the score... Don't even think about the score. Just think about like your survival time, like staying on the screen. Like that's not really affected because the challenges get harder and harder and harder. So staying on the screen, like that, all that matters there is how good you are, and you get better at that by just playing the game. It really is it's a really clever puzzle game with a lot of really clever mechanics. And if you get hooked on, you know, upgrade mechanics in games.
And people like grinds.
People love grinds.
I personally don't get hooked on grinds because I can see myself wasting time because I don't know. I can't tell if I'm actually getting better or if it's just like tricking me into thinking I'm getting better. And that like drives me insane once I start thinking about
it.
Splunk is the opposite because you have to get better.
Mm.
I like this game.
Okay.
I like how you describe it.
Thank you.
Mm. It sounds a lot like a game that I made.
Which is?
10,000,002.
Okay, so what's the... Can you really quickly synopsize?
Really quickly.
Yes, so you're matching keys and doors and stifies.
So did you... I want right now your complete undivided attention and honesty.
Listening
did you just listen to the things I say and then design the game in your brain? Like, as I was saying them, was it going in your ears, into your brain, through some sort of filter, and then into another part of your brain?
The design filter.
The design... The repurposing engine.
The creativity
and
box,
you,
if you will.
And you turned it into your own thing by adding two to it.
Well... No, because I added two, so it's different. I do not know.
Is this like
it's not 10,000,000?
This
it
sounds
is
a lot
more.
Like the time Jean-Baptiste got in trouble for releasing Angry Birds 2 on the iTunes App Store.
No,
it sounds an awful lot like that
Angry
lawsuit
Birds.
All over again.
It was Angry Birds.
Oh, you're right. It was.
Do you remember when you put Pokemon Fuchsia on the iOS App Store? Do you remember when you did that?
It sold really well.
It sold great, yeah.
People loved it.
And I was really happy for you.
I do not know why they're angry. Why Nintendo was so upset?
Can I pitch my game?
I wish you would.
My game is probably old. I don't know when it came out. It's iOS. It's called Ticket to Ride.
That's like 100 years old.
It's also, like a billion.
I don't have any game.
He didn't play anything, but that's...
You didn't play anything?
He fell down the stairs.
No, let's
talk
tell
about...
us about Ticket to Ride. Tell us about this game that came
tell
out.
Tell us about your Ticket to Ride down the stairs.
Yeah, I remember when it won Board Game of the Year in, like, 2004.
I don't want to talk about it now because I didn't know it was that old.
No, I'd love
just
to
now
hear
getting
it.
On board with it.
No,
I
there,
guess.
There is new DLC. Did you play the DLC that came out? Like
I think
week
they
ago.
Just did a Retina display update. So
yeah, I'll talk about the new Retina. And now it's got Retsin. So it's much makes your breath fresher. I didn't know. Okay, so let me give my the reason I want to give my endorsement a Ticket to Ride, and maybe it is old. It's probably old. They're probably
guaranteed.
No, it's not a maybe. We know it.
I know it's an old game.
It is very old.
You can't do that with facts.
I did. Hey, listen, Franchi, you can keep your trap shut.
It is old.
Yeah. So I've never played Ticket to Ride. I didn't know how complex the game itself would be, and honestly, to hear people talk about it, it sounds like a game that only.
Nerdos,
but like Warhammer or Axis and Allies.
Oh wow!
But yeah. With trains.
But with trains. That's why I always assumed. But it turns out it's wicked easy to learn. I got it on the iPad, and my sister-in-law Riley, who's 11, she and I learned it in about 5 minutes, and literally went on to play 20 games of it during vacation last week. It's great to pass back between two people, and the way they've built it is actually really. Well, let me talk about a little bit about the game first, because I can actually describe the mechanics pretty easily. At the beginning of the game, you select tickets. You select two tickets, and they're between each ticket shows two different cities and a point value. And basically, the goal of the game is to connect those two cities via trains that you purchase, and you get points for making a route between these two. The tickets you keep secret. No one knows if you've completed your goals or not. And if you complete your two ticket goals, you can draw more tickets. Catch being that if you don't complete your path by the end of the game, you're penalized the number of points on...
How did you say that word?
Penalized.
That's how you say it.
Like a penal colony.
What happened?
This is how you say the okay. word.
Penalized. you're penalized that amount, so... Basic flow of the game is you draw cards that have pictures of different colored trains on them, and the routes connecting cities are different lengths and different colors. So you try to get the number of the certain color of car that you need to buy a pathway between two cities, and it starts out as kind of a race to snatch up the sections that you need. And if you recognize that someone else is trying to complete a path or you suspect they are, you can block it by buying them out or buying the section that you think that they're going for next or that they will need to complete the path.
Which is a huge gamble.
Yeah, which is a big bet because it's buying a section is no small thing. That's your whole turn, and you can really put yourself in the lurch that way. So it's a lot about – it's a game that really scales. I mean, at the very basic level – You're drawing the cards you need and weighing that versus, you know, should I hold off and try to get a different route or should I just buy it now? But as it scales, you're weighing the risks of buying a section, trying to stop other players, while at the same time, any turn you use to block a player is a turn that you could have used to extend yourself in the iPad game. Oh, you also get points at the end for having the longest continuous path. You get a 10-point bonus for that. And in the iPad app, there's built-in ranking system that's very much like the one used for chess. So there's a lot of depth. And I imagine that as you play it a lot, you would eventually get so you know all the tickets and know all the different paths people could be going for and weigh that. The iPad app itself is built really nicely, so it's easy to see train sections, and they recently released the Retina update, like you said. So
That may not be true.
Griffin,
no, they released, I think, the European expansion.
The expansions are really neat, actually, because you go into a – there's a separate menu. The whole thing is, like, fully voiced with great music that sounds like the the river town sections of like Disney World is that old timey
Amelie.
I did some work for them.
For the European train section?
Yes.
Okay.
Here comes the train.
Okay, so you did Vox, you mean?
Tickets, please.
Okay.
And you can buy different countries.
Thank you for that addition.
Thank you, that was good.
$12.50, please.
Different countries have different sizes that are actually better for certain players. So if you buy the mat for Switzerland, then it's better for 2 to 3 players. And is not ideal for 4 to 6. You can do pass and play. You can also do local wireless.
Yeah.
Or Wi-Fi. So it would actually be really good to get a group of people.
It's $4.99.
Yeah.
I think two quick things that I'd like to add.
And I know
someone loves the game.
Come out recently, but I wanted to
someone
share.
Someone says it came out a week ago in the comments.
No, not even close, because I bought it when it came out for an absurd amount of money, and it was totally featureless.
On
like
the
it
iPhone
was like it was
iPad?
On the I. It was on the iPhone for. It's been out on both for a while.
Are you sure?
Yes, it came out on iPhone first, then it was released on iPad, then the DLC came.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I don't know. I'm almost positive. But I just remember the first version I bought was like $10 and had no features, and that's why it was like so annoying. Because now you can buy it for like what, $2.99? It's
I thought it was $5, but it might be.
Oh
might
yeah,
be
it's gone down significantly. So it's great. If you haven't played it, now would be the time.
Yeah,
to try
it's really.
It.
I was surprised at how it's a simple game that scales. And it's easy to learn.
The board game is more difficult. I mean, they're the same game, but that's why the iPad version is so great, because doing the math for you and doing it quickly.
It's the same way that Risk
and also
is
yeah, and also so there are so many tiny pieces, yeah. Not losing them on the board. I mean, the board game is great, but being able to play it on an iPad.
We should give this game the Besties Award this week, just because I want more people to download it, so that other board game makers will like. If Flying Frog Productions, the people who made Last Night on Earth, and like all those other cool like adventure games, if they got into iPad development,
I know
there are a lot of crap board games. I mean, like really terrible ports.
Yeah,
which is like exactly why this deserves credit.
Thumb down ports too. Like I feel like Small World is a good example of something that's kind of that I dug, but is. It seemed really scaled back from the board game version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we could get
well,
like,
they don't come with the rule books.
You get like Pandemic or.
Pandemic would actually be really good on iPad.
I think Pandemic's not.
With
on
Asynchronous?
iPad?
No, there's a game called Pandemic, but it's different. It's still pretty good, but it's
I
not.
Have a board game.
Okay.
It is about gondolas. Gondolas. You buy ticket to the gondola and take it to another city.
You did the same thing that you did to me. You did the same thing that you did to
no,
me.
No, it is...
Are you not cognizant of the fact that you did the same thing to me like 5 minutes ago? Now you're doing it again.
It's a boat. These are boats. These are not trains.
What's the name of the game?
Trains.
Okay.
Now that's... Is that like an artistic choice?
It's too bad that the people who are only going to hear this didn't get to see his face. Just go from a big old smile, just like the puppy that got beat. That just had its nose put in the pee-pee.
It's halftime. Has anybody had anything interesting... happened.
Yes,
I think you did.
I want to hear about your hospital.
So it was on Sunday night. I was returning from vacation, beautiful Tybee Island, Georgia, just outside of Savannah, and it was about 12:30 or so. And I'm walking up the stairs outside my house, carrying my 360. I'm in a little bit of a hurry because I'm happy to be home, and I'm an introvert. And I push my right there. So I'm walking up the stairs and I trip on the stair and catch my ankle on it, and my whole leg just goes.
See, it doesn't think it doesn't seem like.
It seems like gravity shifted.
Yeah, it seems like
gravity turned on you, and
then
you fell up. You fell upstairs.
I fell up. The momentum of me hurtling up the stairs was turned against me as I fell and like projected myself forward. The best part was the 360, which catapulted from my hand, slammed into the wall, spun out, and landed in my yard. I have not turned it on yet. I'm not sure.
What if you turned it on and then Steel Battalion was a good game?
What if I turned it on? I had like 8,000 Microsoft points, and I found a hack. And it's like, you got to do it exactly right.
You got to get a 30-foot running start towards your stairs.
Yeah, and you got to bound up them. With
now,
all
with the hospital bills, it's all kind of a wash,
yeah,
financially
well,
speaking.
So my leg starts, like, swelling, and my wife, Sydney's a doctor, she looked at it and said, oh, that's probably broken.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care.
You've never broken a bone before, right?
No, I drink a lot of milk. But she and I'm an indoor kid.
Yeah, and you never. More importantly, you never leave the house and have never climbed rocks or jumped off a water.
She looked at it and it looked broken, and it hurt quite bad, quite a lot. I can show. We have video. I won't show you my injuries.
Oh, it's so gnar.
It's totally gnar. If
did
we
you
could
take
get
advantage off?
Just on the bottom there. That's the impact site. Oh, can we get a zoom on
that's
that?
That's good stuff. We can't get a zoom.
If we just got a zoom on that.
I can describe it like really artistically.
Of the impact site.
That's
here.
What we love.
That's where that...
That's what, please don't zoom.
Yeah, we don't need to zoom, but if you can't really see it...
I'll describe it. It's kind of sort of mottled. It's a mottled and purple. There's a noticeable divot from the side profile. And otherwise, it's a great-looking leg.
Yeah. I believe the leg needs to go.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Court scam.
What are they going to do with the leg?
I will find it and use it for future endeavors.
Okay.
So that happened to me on Sunday by the time I stopped crying, it was about 1 in the morning. And
wait, is that when you started crying or you
no,
stopped?
No, I started crying at 12:30. I stopped crying at 1-ish.
So 30 minutes of crying.
Just bawling.
I think that's a respectable window for a big boy.
I think a big boy stops crying
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yes, I agree.
There's like one hair just sort of floating off your mustache. Do you mind if
there's actually one right here that's just on your cheek that I got.
I touched his mouth. I touched his mouth.
That is where happiness comes from.
It's not.
You know what is actually a fun alternative to do with him?
What's that?
Is this.
No.
Wait. And then that.
Kind of a goatee look.
Yeah,
I dig that.
Can you be a different guy now?
No.
Oh, you really let me down just now.
Fix your mustache, you doofus.
Is it time for me to talk about my game?
I would like that.
Okay.
I want to keep this moving briskly because I don't know how much time Dumbo over there is going to go.
I don't know if you know this, but there is a sport competition going on in the world right now called the Olympics.
Mm.
Did you watch?
TM.
Wow. Do not. Yeah. You can literally feel the money being sucked out of our company.
Oh, well. We had a good run, didn't we?
So my game.
Parody.
My game, not Fair called use. The Olympics, they okay. carefully avoid it, is called Flick Champions World Edition. And Flick Champions is already a game that is popular? Popular? Yeah?
No.
I've never heard of it.
No? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
But not the one you think of.
Oh.
You are thinking of mine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to ignore that setup for whatever you're going to say next.
I will tell you
and,
later.
No. Yeah, you'll tell me later. My game has 8 sports.
Okay.
8 games, 99 cents.
Can you be honest with me right now and
how
tell
many
me
of them are good?
Nope. When did you download this game?
8.
Be honest with me right now.
Do you want it in hours? Or
don't
minutes?
Kid a kidder.
52 minutes ago.
Okay.
52. I have played all 8 games.
Okay.
Which will give you an idea of how quickly
how many
you
medals?
Can play them.
How many medals have you brought home? For
gold in every event.
Okay. So that was. So 52 minutes is usually how long it takes for a person.
I set it on easy difficulty.
Okay.
And I've only played one of the hundreds of countries who are identical.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, of the 8 games, you do... Oh, I don't know. Maybe I could get better at these. There's running, volleyball, swimming, kayak, handball, hammer throw, javelin, and sink swimming. Oh, like synchronized swimming. I thought it was like when they sync their phones, and then they also swim at the same time.
I'm
no.
good at sinking while swimming.
I wish you would.
You just.
I've never told a person that I wish they would die
like
to their
drowning.
Face, and I'm doing that right now to you on the internet.
No, not like that. Like maybe he just got in the bathtub and he never came out.
Yeah.
Can I make you a promise, John Baptiste? If you were to die, I would go to your office and find all your dreams that you've sketched out, and I would make them reality. Mm. I would make
they're already reality. That's not hard. They already exist.
I would take your dreams onto a hill, and I would tie them each onto birds, and I would do a Tibetan sky burial for your dreams,
what
for your ideas.
What is Tibetia?
So,
some of the games are fun.
What are the highlights?
Handball is pretty great. I don't know if we can. Here,
this is going to be super good television.
So this is how good it looks. This is what handball looks like if you can see it.
They obviously can.
You pulled it further from the camera.
So
bad job, dog.
You flick the ball to pass it to your. Oh, I
come on! He threw it right down the court, past 3 defenders, and past the goalie.
Yeah, you flick the ball, and that's how you throw it to one of your guys, and then I score it again.
Okay.
And that's what you
this
do.
This is not a sport.
And then you can move your goalie around. No, team handball is a sport in the Olympics. What's it really called?
I don't know.
Jean-Baptiste, what country are you rooting for in the Olympics? Because you have the dual citizenship, I'm assuming.
I have many citizenships. I am independent. I do not belong to any country.
A true independent game designer.
Yeah.
Yes. Like you're like Madonna.
Because my dreams are my country.
Okay.
So they determine how good I am at Yolf.
That sentence really got away from you.
Did you say Yolf?
Yolf.
Before we get too deep down this path.
Yolf is my game.
Can you show us another of those games?
Yeah. Here's another game.
This time, can you face it towards you so that nobody can see it?
Hold it as close to the camera.
I guarantee this isn't working.
No. There's actually one of these I can play while Perfect. While looking at the camera. It's called running.
Okay.
So then I tap to start.
I would like to run away.
And then I just shake it like that, and that's all I do. I'm probably winning.
This sounds hard.
Are you? Is he winning?
Oh yeah, I'm winning.
You're winning.
I win.
Wait, not yet.
You know it's a good game because I'm not looking at it.
Yeah.
Oh crap! I almost lost. Okay, so that's what you do. You just play it like this, like a small instrument. And I win. It's gonna be close.
You are not right now. You
please,
are just hurting
please
your case.
Stop.
All right. So can we?
Flick champions.
I wanted to ask for a decision, but I know that by saying that, I'm inviting him to talk so much. The only
I
problem.
Would like to say
he wants to talk about floss.
We haven't worked out an impeachment scenario.
I would like to say that Fleek Champions is very similar to my other game, Flock Champions.
Okay.
It is about sheep that you flick.
What do they do? Do they play sports?
No.
Tell me more about this game right now, without thinking about it. Right now, go.
No.
Three paragraphs right now.
So first, you
faster.
A sheep.
Okay.
But the sheep does not allow you to have a farm because...
More, quick.
You flick him and he is mad at you.
Okay, this sounds absolutely nothing like Flick Champions, first off.
But
that's
then,
great, though. That's what we want from him,
then
right?
You flick the sheep into the pigs and the pigs...
Yep.
You are
get
ripping
hurt.
Off a ripoff that you did already.
You're ripping yourself off.
It's sheep. It is not birds.
You know which one you're talking about. You just
you know it.
You reference it.
Because I is sheep.
Can we just find out?
Want it to be over.
Yes. So let's give a name.
I will tell you who is winning.
Okay.
The winner is Griffon.
Yep, I know.
Griffon is the winner.
I don't even remember what game you brought.
Because
10 million.
Oh, yeah.
His game did not come out in 1987.
True.
Also, your game was terrible, Christopher. So Griffon is the winner.
I gotta tell you, it's an empty victory.
Congratulations.
It's empty because...
You still can't get rid of Spelunky?
I don't think it's gonna get rid of Spelunky, and also it was given to me by literally the worst person I've ever met in my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Griffon.
Thanks.
You know, I think he's right outside.
Yeah.
Oh, he's knocking on the door.
Look who it is.
Wait, here it is.
Oh.
Ow.
Yay, he's back.
Oh, thank God.
Ow.
Yeah.
How'd it go, guys?
It's good. Chris Plant heard you like
no,
facial hair.
No, me.
Yeah, that's great.
That is offensive to the French people.
So,
je veux un steak frites. Oui, à mon tortue.
Russ, do you agree with Jean-Baptiste's assessment?
I would agree because the options were not exactly robust.
Sure.
We were a little limited. Although, based on what you're describing, Ticket to Ride does sound quite good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. I just know it's old.
It's old, unfortunately. And I think it lacks the freshness that we demand here at the Besties podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to check out your little 100...
10 million. Here's the only bummer about it.
How many zeros
Now
that
it's already won, I'll tell you what's bad about it.
Oh, boy.
There's, as far as I can tell, no leaderboards and no game center support.
Yeah, that is cray.
No,
yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
It's a score-based game without... leaderboards. And also, it's I think it's like 99 cents or $1.99.
How many zeros is in it so people remember?
100,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, 7 zeros.
Okay. So one and a 7-0.
One and then press the zero button 7 times.
Okay.
It's not a universal app either. There's an iPhone and iPad version.
Oh.
And you have to buy both of them. I need an adult.
That is dreadful.
That's going to do it for us here on
Someone get a teacher or a parent.
Besties, make sure to tune in next Friday when we'll again pit our favorite and least favorite games against each other.
Can we end with on like a high note? Can we? I feel like we're really. I mean, that's sort of the besties arc is.
Dungunch.
Review us on iTunes.
Dungunch.
Nope.
Dungunch.
I try to discover. Wait, that might be. That one's definitely licensed.
Oh, these are all licensed.
Okay.
Parody.
Tune in for the besties next week, next Friday. Audio podcast, iTunes. Subscribe it, rate it, 5 stars. Get free iTunes bucks.
No,
he's not going to get that iTunes bucks hookup. And thank you for watching, all of you. Next time it'll be better. And because shouldn't the world's best games be
shooting the world's best people enjoy playing games together?
This is weird without
with the other games.
Okay.
Besties.
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 Besties. Besties.